Well, the food farm out in Renshall is on a mission to greatly increase the amount of local food available through the year. And to accomplish that, they're building a solar-powered, community-supported root cellar. A really, really big one. Janicki Fisher-Merritt joins us on the phone this morning. He's a second-generation farmer. Janicki, good morning. It's always great to have you on the line with us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So what is this project all about? Let's take a step back and identify the food farm, and then take another step back and identify root cellars to people who are maybe not old enough to remember when everybody had one in their own home.
Sure. Yep. That sounds great. Yeah. So I took over the food farm from my parents, John and Jane, in 2010. They've been farming here in Minnesota since 1975, so this is our 40th year of being around and providing local food to folks, long before it was cool. So what we're really looking to do with this project, like you said, is just kind of move this local food thing to the next level and make it more available to all sorts of people. And what was your second question?
What's a root cellar?
Oh, what's a root cellar? Right, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, so a root cellar basically is the most energy-efficient way to store vegetables through the winter. And that's what's really cool about it. It's basically we're using earth sheltering to provide free heat, basically, in the winter. So we don't have to heat a building, and it also cools things in the summer, so that we're able to keep things cool with minimal energy inputs. Basically, the ground's ambient temperature is about 45 degrees. Root crops are meant to store energy over the winter in the ground. And so what we do by sheltering this building with earth is we keep them really close to their ideal temperature. We're basically mimicking the way that nature stores energy, food energy, in those roots through the winter. And then we also, the modern part of the root cellar, in our concept, is we're introducing technology just to adjust those couple degrees here or there when we need to make sure things store just perfectly all through the winter.
So back in the day, everybody had one, or most people had one in their basement, or they had one on their property someplace, but there are not as many root cellars now. And of course, the idea of fresh, locally grown food is that it's, you know, nice and fresh and locally grown, which makes it, of course, a challenge in our climate because so many months out of the winter, we can't really grow stuff. So if you're going to be doing this for a community, how big a root cellar do you need?
So it's 3,700 square feet, and it's got the ceiling is 18 feet high. I call it my carrot cathedral.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah, it actually has really good acoustics in there. And it's really a neat structure because we've developed experience over the last 15 years with our current root cellar. And this new one, we're just making tweaks and modifications. You know, we're done with the prototype phase where we've been experimenting with it and just making sure we've got the principles down right. And this new one really just takes everything to the next level. And we're looking at 3.2 million servings of vegetables we can store in this thing. So this is, that's what makes it so exciting, is the interest in local food has been growing, and we want to keep being able to supply that. And the community aspect of it is that we're actually going to make it available to other farmers in our area. We've really been trying to grow the number of local farmers at the same time we're trying to spread the word and grow the number of people who eat local food. And we're going to let some of those farmers use this building to supply their own customers. We don't want to grow our own farm as fast as the interest is growing. And so by partnering with other farmers that can't really afford and don't have the experience to put up a building like this, we're really hoping to kind of keep the progress going and keep the momentum going. And it's just really, we just think it's really cool that we can eat local produce in the dead of winter when it's 30 below and do that with really minimal energy inputs. that's why we're so excited about this project.
Now, of course, the first thing you did was you mentioned the acoustics. Are you thinking about possibly, until this building gets full, making it available for people who want to either perform concerts or record albums in this building?
You know, I actually was thinking, the first time I went in there, when the roof was installed and you could hear what it sounded like, I thought Kathy McTavish, and I don't know if she's listening, I meant to call her first, but I've been thinking, oh, she would love kind of the ambient, just the way that things sound in here and doing some cool recording. So that's definitely a possibility. We're going to be using it pretty quickly once it's done, but there's definitely going to be a few weeks there where we could do some kind of interesting creative things.
So the idea is not necessarily, or is it, to have individual customers come out to the farm and say, hi, I've come out to get some carrots. It's January and I've come out to get carrots. The idea is that you and some of the other farmers that you'll be partnering with will make those available to customers so that, for example, you might make up a CSA box for your customers in January with carrots in it.
Exactly. Okay. Yep, exactly. So we'll do our winter shares that we'll pack and deliver out of this building. We'll supply folks like the Duluth Grill and Chester Creek Cafe and the Whole Foods Co-op. They're all really sad when we run out of our local stuff. And the other piece of it is we're hoping to extend our season longer. These design changes we're doing and everything are going to mean that we can actually store food an extra 2, maybe even 3 months longer than we do in our current building. So all that knowledge that we've learned over the last 15 years, I think is going to be really helpful.
Well, Janaki, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're working on getting some money, some additional money and funding together to put this thing together. We'll get a link set up on our website so folks can click on that and get some more information there. And in the meantime, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Lisa.
Janaki Fisher Merritt is a second-generation farmer. He and his wife, Annie Dugan, have the food farm out in Renshall, and they're working on a new root cellar project. A bigger root cellar than your grandma had. The new setup will hold 3.2 million servings of vegetables.